one occasion, one Sahabi, a Bedouin person from the villages, came and said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Idhni wa awjiz, make me wa'az, give me a bayan, but make it short. I don't want a long bayan." So, and the Sahaba were very clean in their hearts. Like we say, we don't with our class and one another, how long must we make bayan? Most will say, as long as you want. But we don't want it. We short bayan. But we say, on our tongue is something else, our heart is something else. Sahaba were not like that. They were clean. They were, they said, give us bayan, but give us a short bayan. But what a short bayan and what a long bayan. That it was so short, only 3 points in the bayan. And according to the Arabic, it's very short. But the explanation of it, till today the ulama haven't finished the explanation. Such a bayan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. So he said three things. One thing, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّي صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعٍ. Whenever you stand up to make namaz, make that namaz as though it is the last namaz of your life. If a person just have to think, whenever we make namaz, that this is the last namaz of my life. After this I'm going to die. That with how much concentration, devotion we make that namaz. And not a few days, a few namazes. And the quality of our namaz will go from 0 to 100. Because I know this is the last namaz of my life. Very soon, we'll be very particular in our istinja, our wudu, because last namaz of my life, we will make that also perfectly. We won't just rush through it, make a slapdash job out of it, but we'll do it properly, because the last namaz of my life. The other meaning of it is salat muwaddahi, make your namaz in such a way that you make wada. You give up everything of this world. Like today a girl gets married, we say, when is her wada? When is she going to be made wada? So namaz must be wada. That you're, when we pick up our hands, Allahu Akbar, actually it is, we are throwing everything behind us. My shop, my house, I was busy doing accounts, I was busy with this, I was busy with my garden, everything throw it at the back. Now it's only Allah in front. Make your namaz in such a way. But unfortunately, we bring, because we don't follow, there's a Bedouin asked, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this advice. We bring the shop in our namaz, the house is in our namaz, our work is in namaz, everything is carrying on here. All we did is bring our body to the masjid, but our heart and soul is still in the shop, is still in the business. No, don't do that. Make such a namaz that your heart and soul is also in namaz. Your body is also, it is like, for example, we got some lot of work to do, and we got somebody, our helper, worker, our son, we drop him off, you go do this work, I'll go and see to the other work. So we drop off our body in the masjid, that you go and make namaz, the body. But the soul, the main thing, we carry on with other work. I'll go and see to my shop, we'll work out all my accounts I will do, my hisab, kitab, my housework, I'll do it. Now make your namaz, salatil muwaddah. Namaz is such an ibadah. If we correct namaz, a person whose namaz is correct, his deen becomes correct. The whole of your deen will become correct. And to make namaz correct is so easy. Just make it as this is the last namaz of my life. Your namaz will be corrected. If your namaz is corrected, your whole deen will also be corrected. Your namaz is corrected, your dunya will be corrected also. All the ups and downs and difficulties of our dunya that we have is because our deen is not right. Deen is not right because our namaz is not right. On one occasion, people were having meals in the markaz in Delhi, in Nizamuddin. A person who was serving water, he dropped the glass. And so Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. If your namaz should be correct, you shouldn't drop this glass. Or we bump a car somewhere, we do this goes wrong, we do that wrong, because our deen is not right, our namaz is not right. If we correct our namaz, our dunya will also get right. Our akhirat will be right. On one occasion, there was a nikah in the Darul Uloom in Azadran, and they asked me to say a few words before, so this just came from Allah's side. And I mentioned that in namaz, it is a mustahab of namaz, not a faraz, not a wajib, not a sunnah muqtada, that when you are standing, keep your eyes on your sajda place. When you make ruku, you keep your eyes on your feet. When you go in sajda, focus on your nose. You can't see the tip of your nose. And this is also Allah's great qudrat. Many people who got their whole house and business on the cell phone, and they say, I know exactly what's happening, but they can't see the tip of the nose, which is right under the eyes. And what is in the nose, they can't see. Other people are seeing some dirt sticking, they're laughing at him, and he can't see his own fingers. And I think I know everything in the world. And so anyway, so focus on the tip of your nose. When you're in a sitting position, look in your lap. When you make salam, look on your shoulders and look at the farishtas who are sitting. That's another subject, and that is also to make namaz extremely valuable. Realize Kiram and Katibin are sitting there, look at them and make salam to them. So this I mentioned. So after about 2 months, I said, if you control your eyes in namaz, outside namaz, your eyes will also be under control. You won't be looking at other women, your eyes will be under control. And whose eyes are under control, that person himself knows what great enjoyment he gets. When the eyes are not under control, you are in Jahannam in the dunya. You are thinking you are enjoying, but you are in Jahannam. So after about 2 months, one good tabligh friend of ours is still living very old, sickly. Allah give him shifa, he phoned me. He said, Maulana, I hate this disease of looking at other women. And he was a pious person, he had taqwa also, but he was helpless, just looking at other women. And he says, in order to avoid it, because I didn't want to look, I made second nikah. And you know, second nikah is a big problem. With the first wife, it's a problem. After second nikah is a big one. Must you please this wife? Must you please this wife? Must you please yourself? You become more worse off when you make your second nikah. So I still, my eyes still were wandering. But since you told us, I practiced on that 2 months. 100% Allah put my eyes under control. So if our namaz is correct, our deen will be correct. Our dunya will be correct. Our akhirah will be correct. So the first advice Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ, and so easy the remedy of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just think, this is the last namaz of my life every time. And you'll see your namaz will come correctly. The second advice, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذَرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Don't talk of such a thing, don't say such a thing, that tomorrow you have to go and ask the person maaf. Today we don't think and talk. After we spoke, we said, I should have said this. Now, a kind thought, I think I shouldn't have said that. Put the horses in front of the car. Don't put the horses behind the car. First thing, then speak. And a person who tries, he will get it right. We think that because we haven't got any control on ourselves, we have let our nerves loose. So we just blurt out with the wife especially, with the children, with workers, with our students. We just swear, we tell them what we want to. We don't verify, we don't think. We just talk what we want to. Then afterwards we are sorry. First thing properly, verify, get the facts right, and then speak. Choose your words properly. Don't just say anything what you feel like. Don't make your nafs your imam, and let him lead you. You be the imam of your nafs. So when the tongue is another very great amanat from Allah. It's a great ni'mat, a gift also, and it's an amanat. Neither we take it as a ni'mat, we think it's my birthright. I'm speaking, I can speak. And we don't take it as an amanat, whatever I want to, I can speak. Everything, ma yalfidhu min qawli illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Whatever a person speaks, it is written down by a sentinel, kiramu kaatibin. One person made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, in those days, not today when there are video cameras, when everywhere there are cameras and you have been watched everywhere. In those days when no cameras. So he asked Allah, how do they punish us, write everything? So Allah showed him, he was busy writing. So then he said, "Assalamu alaikum." They didn't reply. They wrote down, "Assalamu alaikum." He said, "You don't give reply." He said, "Nothing. You don't give reply." They wrote. He said, "You write everything down." They wrote it down. They wrote, "You write everything down. Everything." And today is easy to understand. With the video camera, you are being watched. Everywhere you are being watched all the time. And today, there isn't. You use your cell phone. They can trace you where you were at the time when you use that cell phone. You use your credit card. They know which minute, which second, which place you were, and your credit card was being used. So Allah is watching us. So the tongue also, whatever we speak, is being recorded. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, "Jismuhu sabir," it's small in size. The weight, the size of it, the tongue is small. "Wajurmuhu kabir," but the sin of the satan is very great. It comes in the hadith, the person says one word with his tongue and he goes into the depths of Jahannam and he keeps on falling down. For example, a person gave talaq to his wife, 3 talaqs, and then still lives with her. What is living in zina? And what guna is going to? 2 people were fighting, husband, wife, friends, whoever, and they made up, and you went and put one word and you lit the fire. That one word of yours is taking in the depths of Jannah. And also it is true, وَجِسْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ وَأَجْرُهُ كَبِيرٌ. The reward of it is also very big. And once we were in the outside Masjid an-Nabawi, Madinah Sharif, Fajr Namaz, the whole Masjid, very big crowd, Namaz still outside. While waiting for Fajr, 2 Arabs started fighting. And they pulled out their swords also. There was going to be bloodshed now. And one person just said so much, "Salli ala nabi." They didn't still read the rule. Only "Salli ala nabi," they put away their swords. They had one another. Mm-hmm. So that one word of his will take him to what heights of Jannah, and he'll keep on rising there. So the tongue is a great thing. And Allah Himself has put the tongue under proper protection and surveillance. The 32 teeth are like policemen, like riot police. They have different type of weapons. They have a separate group of police who control riots. Their weapons are also set different from the other police. So here also, the front teeth, that Allah has made them sharp. Then the canines, pointed to eat meat, etc. Then the molars that crush. So different type of police Allah has put to control the tongue. And the police was not enough. Allah put 2 regiments of the army also, the jaws. Sometimes you bite your tongue by mistake, we realize. Realize if you speak a wrong word, it's more in harm than when you bite your tongue and you feel that pain. So Allah has put the tongue under heavy control. So the second thing, think what you speak. Don't just speak anything. Be careful what you speak. The third advice Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, وَأَجْمَعِ الْأَيَاسِ فِي مَا أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Don't be greedy of what other people have got. Your sister, she's married, she's got a rich husband, she's enjoying that. Your neighbors have got a big house, they've got a good business. You're a poor person, don't be greedy. Islam didn't prevent us from making effort. You want to improve your material condition, you can make some effort. But don't be obsessed with it. Don't have greed in your world. Because this greed of what other people have got, firstly, for example, you read 5 times namazi, you make him tahajjud also, you're tilawat. But now when the thought comes, I must be rich like my brother. They got this, they got that. Now the thought of yours is coming in namaz, you spoil your namazes. The thought is coming to your tahajjud is gone, your duas are gone. Now you can't get it also, and now you work more for dunya. Now you stop even coming for namaz. Your tahajjud you're going to miss. Now I have to work more for dunya, because that greed has come. I must earn more in dunya. So all the time, now your deen will become very weak. Still you can't get it, now you're falling back by it. Then these people, they do backdoor business. They do all stolen goods. That's why they are flourishing. And now you get hatred for them, anger for them. Then you start backbiting about them. So all this disease because of the greed that you have. So So don't have, be content with what Allah. Make your effort reasonable. Allah opens your doors of ruzi. Alhamdulillah, no problem. Islam didn't prohibit us. But don't be obsessed to that extent that you start having greed for what other people have got. Make dua for them. MashaAllah, Allah give you people more. Allah keep you happy with afiyat. And we are content with what we have got. That person will succeed very greatly. So three golden advices. Not to be put in gold and hung on the wall, but to be put in the heart. And we bring it in our lives. The first, our namazes. An easy way to correct namaz, just think this is the last namaz of night. Second, control the tongue. Don't just blurt out whatever you want to. Think what you are saying. And the third, don't have greed what Allah gave other people. Be content with what Allah has given you. May Allah give us all tawfiq. The main thing is to make amal. And then after that, let's tell other people, tell the family, tell the friends also. And by telling others, we will also get tawfiq of making amal. And then the main thing is the amal. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.